While Cure was more of a psychological serial killer procedural, Pulse is, you know, a full-on J-horror film of the era, just like your One Missed Calls or your Grudges or your Rings or your Deep Water. It's very much in that same sense, but with Kurosawa's sensibilities brought into it.
Yeah, it's floppy disk poltergeist. It's serial experiments lane, you know, with a haunted house, or, you know, mixed with like a haunted house story. It's, you know, this was I did not enjoy this one as much as Cure. So it'll be really interesting to hear what you think, because I really, really liked it. But at the same time, I found myself like drifting and wandering a lot, and I would have to snap myself back into focus. And one thing that I thought was really, really interesting about this movie was just how the themes of alienation that were in Cure, he just doubled down on. Like, this is just a movie about people who can't connect at all. And you know, this is 2001, so we've got the hikikomori, and you're seeing a lot of the real effects that technology and alienation have created in Japanese society. And now that we're, you know, 16 years later, we're beginning to see much more frequently in American society.
Yeah, this is a warning against the world that the internet has created. It's too bad we didn't listen to it. Because basically it's about how if you log on, if you log on to connect with people, you will end up not connecting with anybody. And the only thing you will ever connect with are monsters who will drive you who will suck your will to live. That's what the film is about, and that's what happens.
Yeah, so the movie, you know, has two parts, really. I mean, but the first part, you follow a group of these.
To hear the full episode, subscribe at patreon.com/strugglesession.